Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Or Holy city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To thee, O Lord. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Yeah.
justice shall await me until thou recompense me. Out of the depths have I cried to thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? For with thee there is forgiveness.
Stand upright,
O blessed light of the Lord.
The evening prokimeron is in the sixth home. The Lord is king and has clothed himself with majesty.
Friend of man, glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
them could go over on dry land, dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "I pray you, let me inherit a double share of your spirit." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha said, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he struck the water was parted to one side and to the other. And Elisha went over.
In the abundance of thy mercy, thou hast appeared to sinners and publicans, O our Savior. Where indeed should thy light have shone, if not upon them that sit in darkness? Glory be to thee.
The Lord is King, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, and he has girded himself.
Where indeed should thy light have shone, if not upon them that sit in darkness? Glory be to thee.
The rivers have lifted up, O Lord, the rivers have lifted up their voices.
Where indeed should thy light have shone, if not upon them that sit in darkness? Glory be to thee.
Wonderful are the surgings of the sea, wonderful on high is the Lord.
Where indeed should thy light have shone, if not upon them that sit in darkness? Glory be to thee.
Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, unto length of day.
Where indeed should thy light have shone, if not upon them that sit in darkness? Glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
In abundance of thy mercy, thou hast appeared to sinners and publicans, O our Savior. Where indeed should thy light have shone, if not upon them that sit in darkness? Glory be to thee.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the fourth book of Kings.
Let us attend.
So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Phar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, if the prophet has commanded you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Let us attend.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defender of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Wisdom.
The reading is from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, though I am free from all men, I have given 12, that I might win the more. To the Jews I become as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being without law toward God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we are imperishable. Well, I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I humble my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others I myself should be disqualified.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to thy spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let him share with him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Collect no more than is appointed you. Soldiers also asked him, And what shall we do? And he said to them, Rob no one by violence or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. As the people were in expectation, and all men questioned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ, John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people.
Let us say with our whole soul and with our whole mind, let us sing.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for all pious and orthodox Christians. Again, we pray for our Father the Metropolitan Joseph and our Bishop Anthony. Again, we pray for our brethren, the priests, hieromonks, deacons, highway deacons, and monastics, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Sahar, Hussam, Asma, Naila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotos, Vera, Miriam, Phyllis, Shauna, Daisy, Emma, Joni, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, those who are with child, Renee, and Dina, and for all Orthodox Christians of true worship who live and dwell in this community. Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-remembered founders of this holy church and the newly departed servants of God, Amal, Marjorie, Nafi, Anthony, Nicholas, and Margaret, and for all of our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the
Lord.
Again, we pray for those who bear fruit and do good works in this holy and all venerable temple, those who serve and those who sing, and all the people here present awaiting thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord,
ages of ages.
Amen.
Blessed be the O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed art thou, O Lord, God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever. Amen. Let thy mercy be upon us, O Lord, even as we have set our hope on thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Master, make me to understand thy commandments. Blessed art thou, O Holy One, enlighten me with thy precepts. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. O despise not the works of thy hands. To thee belong the worship, to thee belong the praise, to thee belong the glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our evening prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Our angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, aimless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Calling to remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
For thou art a good God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Peace be to all.
To thy spirit.
Bow our heads to the Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
O Lord our God, who didst fall the heavens and come down for the salvation of mankind, look upon thy servants and thine inheritance. For unto thee, the fearful judge, who yet lovest mankind, have thy servants bowed their heads and submissively inclined their necks. Away not help from men, but entreating thy mercy and looking confidently for thy salvation. Guard them at all times, both during this present evening and in the approaching night, from every foe, from all adverse powers of the devil, and from vain thoughts and from evil imaginations. Blessed and glorified be the might of thy kingdom, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
John cried out, I dare not touch your immortal head. The Spirit Israel stood in awe of Joshua, the son of Nun, not be afraid before Joshua, his creator. But you, Savior, have fulfilled all that was appointed, so that you might save the world by your company.
Only love with mankind.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your desire to fulfill what you appointed from eternity, you have received ministers from all the creation at this, your mystery. Gabriel from among the angels, the Virgin from among men, the star from the heavens, and Jordan from the waters. And in its stream you have washed away the transgression of the world. O Savior, glory to you.
Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Today the creation is the mighty. Today all nature is glad. Things of heaven and things on earth. Angels and men come together. For where the King is present, there also his army goes. Let us run then to the Jordan. Let us all see how John baptizes a sinless and uncreated head. And therefore let us together cry aloud, echoing the voice of the apostle. The grace of God bringing salvation to all men has appeared, shining on the faithful and granting them great mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hear us and have mercy. Again, we pray for all pious and orthodox Christians.
Yara Burham, Yara Burham, Yara Burham.
Again, we pray for our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all of our brotherhood in Christ.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again, we pray for every Christian soul afflicted and weary in need of God's mercies and help, for the protection of this holy house and those who sing therein and the people here present, for the peace and stability of the whole world, for the good estate of the holy churches of God, for the salvation and help of our fathers and brethren, who with diligence and fear of God labor and serve, for those who are abroad, those who travel by sea, by land, and by air, for the healing of those who lie in infirmity, for the deliverance of captives, for those imprisoned and in danger, for our brethren who are serving and who are remembered for their labor, and for all who await the mercies of God, let us say,
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation and visitation and pardon and forgiveness of sins. For the parishioners, members of the parish council and organizations, donors and benefactors of this holy temple, and for those who are celebrating this holy feast, for Wafa and Hyman who are offering these loaves, and for all the Elias and Hannah families here and everywhere, especially their family in Australia, John and Mariah, Christine, Matthew, Jasmine, Eddie, Jenny, Emma, the priest Elias, the priest Boutros, Manal, Samia, Wadia, Shafika, Ayman, and Wafa, and for let and for all these, let us say,
Yara Burham, Yara Burham, Yara Burham.
Again, we pray that he may keep this holy church and this city and every city and countryside from wrath, famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, the sword, foreign invasion, civil war, and sudden death. That our good God, who loveth mankind, will be gracious, favorable, and conciliatory, and turn away and dispel all the wrath stirred up against us and all sickness, and may deliver us from his righteous chastisement which impendeth against us, and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy. Yara Burham, 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 Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Again we pray that the Lord our God may hearken unto the voice of supplication of us sinners, and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of those who are far off upon the sea. And be gracious, O Master, toward our sins, and have mercy on us. For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, and to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
O Master, great in mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, through the intercessions of His All-Immaculate Lady, the Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, all laudable, and foremost of the apostles, Peter and Paul, and of all the holy apostles, of our fathers among the saints, great hierarchs and ecumenical teachers, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom, of our fathers among the saints, Athanasios, Cyril, and John the Merciful, patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas, Bishop of Myra and Lycia, Spiridon, Bishop of Trimethos, and Nectarios, Bishop of Pentapolis, the wonder workers, of our Father among the saints, Raphael, Bishop of Brooklyn, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious great martyrs, George, the trophy bearer, patron, and protector of our community, Demetrius, the mercy-streaming, Theodore, the soldier, Theodore, the general, and Menas, the wonder worker, of the high Rome martyrs, Ignatius, the God-bearer of Antioch, Hierapolis, and Eleftherios, of the holy, glorious, great women martyrs, Thecla, Barbara, Anastasia, Catherine, Kyriaki, Photini, Marina, Pereskev, and Irene, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers who shone in the ascetic life, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anne, and of all the saints, make our prayer acceptable.
Amen.
Grant us forgiveness of our trespasses.
Amen.
Shelter us under the shelter of thy wings.
Amen.
Drive away from us every enemy and adversary. Give peace to our life. O Lord, have mercy on us and on thy world, and save our souls. For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind. Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, Mary full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, for thou hast borne the Savior of our soul.
Let us pray to the
Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who did bless the five loaves in the wilderness, and did satisfy the 5,000 therewith, thyself bless these loaves, this wheat, wine, and oil, and multiply them in this city, in the houses of those who celebrate this feast, and in all thy world,
and sanctify the faithful who partake of them. For it is thou who dost bless and sanctify all things, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, and thine own holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Rich men have turned poor and gone hungry, but they that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good thing.
Rich men have turned poor and gone hungry, but they that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good thing.
Rich men have turned poor and gone hungry, but they
for my eyes
mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages and ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Habang nagdating sa mawat, di at apagdasis mo, di at tinalakuin. Ito kong Mashiach, kamang sa nagkadari ng Allah. Kubzan ang Jawa, nagkati mo mo.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
When thou, O Lord, was baptized in the Jordan, the worship of the Trinity was made manifest, and the voice of the Father bear witness to thee, and called thee in beloved Son, and the Spirit in the form of a dove confirmed
the truthfulness
of his word. O Christ, and as enlightened in the world, glory to thee. When thou, O Lord, wast baptized in the Jordan, the worship of the Trinity was made manifest, and the voice of the Father bear witness to thee, and the Spirit in the form of a dove confirmed the truthfulness of his word. O Christ our God, who hast revealed thyself
light
in the world, glory to thee. When thou, O Lord, was baptized in the Jordan, the worship of the Trinity was made manifest, and the voice of the Father bear witness to thee, and called thee his beloved Son, and the Spirit in the form of a dove confirmed the truthfulness of his word. O Christ our God, who has revealed thyself and has enlightened the world, glory to thee.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The blessing of the Lord and his mercy come upon you through his grace and love toward mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. May he who deigned to be baptized by John in the Jordan for our salvation, Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate, no blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles,
of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron, and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints. Have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us. I'd like to thank Wafa for making the five loaves this evening. Arbaglasia is what I was going to say. We can all come and venerate the icon of the feast and get anointed with the oil we just blessed and receive some of the bread. Blessings with the feast.
Oh, we changed
hands. Blessings at the feast.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You're so positive.
Blessings with the feast. Blessings with the feast. Blessings with the feast. Thank you again so much. Blessings with the feast. Blessings with the feast. May he who pardoned David through Nathan the prophet, when he confessed his sins, Peter who wept bitterly for his denial, the harlot weeping at his feet, the publican and the prodigal, forgive you all things for me, a sinner, both in this world and in the world to come, and set you uncondemned before his fearful judgment seat. And having no further care for the sins you have confessed, depart in peace in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. What? No. When was that?
Last week, 2 weeks.
Oh.